What a lovely afternoon.
I'm glad that you're enjoying your last day as a lady of leisure. Could be a while before you just sit and enjoy the sun.
Did you hear that, Arya? Mommy thinks that hanging out with you and working at Chipotle is leisure, and that my new job is going to be so much harder.
Well,
so funny, isn't she? She cracks me up.
Mama is going to be working at SNA, which is basically a startup, which means it's going to take up a lot more time and brain space. Because you want it to be successful, because you are brilliant, and because it means so much to Sharon.
Means a lot to me, too. Now, I'm selfishly excited.
You are, and I am excited for you.
So do you think you're gonna survive at Marchetti without me in the same building?
Oh, I'm so glad that I'm gonna have some space between us.
You know what? That was rude.
No, because I can focus on my modeling work and not be thinking about how I can sneak away to your office and spend a little time behind closed doors with you.
Well, I'm not gonna tell Arya that. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That was incredibly loud.
Just when we got Arya to go to sleep.
Oh.
The thunder didn't wake her up. She's still asleep.
Yeah, I guess she's really out. That was very loud.
Yeah.
Esther, hi.
Sharon, hi.
Thank you for coming by.
I hate to bother you on a weekday, but I'm sure Devon and Lily do give you an occasional break.
Oh, they are the best bosses, but no one can top Mrs. Chancellor.
Mrs. Chancellor, of course. Yeah. Well, Esther, I don't know if you've heard, but Nick, Adam, and I are going to be running a new media company together.
Yeah, I did hear. That's so exciting. Well, you're going to have your plate full with the business and Crimson Lights.
Yes, I am going to be very busy, which is why I asked you to come over today.
Oh?
Yeah, I have a proposition for you. This new company is going to need to take most of my focus. And I'm really not ready to let go of Crimson Lights. It's just such a big part of me. So I thought that maybe the next best thing would be to find someone to manage it for me. Someone I can count on. Someone who's good with people, has an eye for detail. Someone who's maybe worked here before and knows how we do things around here. Does that sound like anyone you know?
Well, it worked, right?
What worked?
I successfully distracted you from Adam and everything he's up to, not to mention your father and his mind games.
You, sexy lady, can distract me from pretty much anything.
Well. What do you say we continue this back in my suite?
I'd like that very much.
Summer.
Hi. I was at the house earlier. Harrison's really excited about the school year.
Yeah, he loves the special notebook and colored pencils you got him.
He is so proud of being able to write his name.
And he's convinced he can read now that he's memorized three Bumpy the Camel books.
Well, you know, that is reading, sort of.
Yeah, let's go with that.
So, we should stop this.
Stop what?
I think it's time, Kyle, for a divorce.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Heat lightning. We should get indoors.
Yes, absolutely.
That's... How is she sleeping through all of this?
Hi. Aria. Aria. Hi. Oh.
Oh, wow. Listen to that.
Yeah.
Our child has got a set of lungs on her.
See? She's fine. Everything's fine.
But we panicked and woke her up.
Yeah, we're new mothers. That's what we do.
Isn't it weird, though, that the thunder isn't facing her at all?
I mean, it's like the other day when you dropped all the utensils on the floor. I mean, I was scared. I was upstairs, and she was right there.
So she has a tolerance for loud, scary noises?
Maybe her birth mom was around loud noises, and she just got used to it.
Yep, I hate that sound.
Wow. All right.
Sorry. So much for a glorious day.
And that's fine. Let's go. Oh.
You're talking about me? You want me to manage Crimson Lights?
I kind of thought it might be the perfect job. But I know that being at Chancellor Winters means a lot to you, the connection with Catherine.
Well, Mrs. C was family, and that means Devon's family. And I was thrilled when he wanted me to be part of the company with Lily and being able to bug Jill once in a while. That's a fringe benefit. But now that I've been there a while, there are some things that I don't like.
Like what?
Well, when I took the job of receptionist at Chancellor Winters, I thought that I would be able to talk to a lot of people, that employees and clients would be coming in for meetings. But now it just turns out that there's just video conferences and texts, and people are calling on their cell phone all the time, and working from home is the thing. And, well, I just wanted more human interaction.
Well, there are plenty of people coming in and out of here every day, and they do have to talk to you if they want to eat or drink.
Well, yeah. I mean, they want to be alone or else bond with a friend and order a triple shot cappuccino with cinnamon.
Exactly, right? See, you know, you used to work here. You know the ins and outs of this place.
Oh, yeah. I remember I really did like being here. I got to see everyone I knew pretty much all the time.
Well, Esther, I'm not trying to give you a hard sell. I just thought that the manager role could be perfect for you.
Yeah, seems like it.
So?
Well, of course, I'd have to check with Devon and Lily and make sure they could have someone there when I'm here. But when I can figure that out, well, yay, of course, I accept.
Yeah. Great! When can you start?
Top floor. That is a hell of a view. And we are just as high as you are, Pop. Hell, I bet we can see Newman Tower from the executive suite. Yep. It's perfect. Divorce.
Why are you acting surprised? Kyle, I feel like you've made it really clear to me that this is what you want.
I guess I just didn't expect you to be the one to say it first.
We're in this limbo, right? And it's not good for us, and it's not good for Harrison. Somebody had to say it. I mean, I've accepted the fact that you don't want to try and repair our marriage. I mean, you haven't reached out to me at all lately. I mean, not even about Harrison. Any conversation that we've had about him, I've had to initiate.
Oh, Summer, that's not fair.
Kyle, you can't. Look, I'm not trying to criticize you. I'm just saying that we're in this limbo and we need to get out of it. And the way to do that is to formalize our separation, make it permanent.
Hold on a second.
What's wrong?
It looks pretty intense over there.
Do you need to go see if they're okay?
Yeah, why don't you go upstairs? I'll be up there in a minute. I just want to make sure she's okay.
Okay.
Well, hi, you two. Looks like you're talking. That's got to be a good thing. Or not.
Fine, we're just...
We're just discussing Harrison's future.
Kyle, would you mind if I talk to you alone for a minute?
Well, actually, I should be able to start fairly soon. But just let me make sure with Devon and Lily that there's someone able to step in to cover me on the reception desk on the days that I'm here.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Oh, look who's here.
Hi, ladies.
Hey, guys.
Oh, I haven't met this little one yet.
Well, Esther, meet Aria.
Oh, such a cutie. Oh, my gosh. She'll be the love of your life. Okay, Sharon, I'll talk soon.
Yes, we will, Crimson Light's new manager.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Esther's your new manager?
Yeah, she is.
Well, she's a great choice. Yeah, she's worked here before, right?
For a little while, yeah. A lot's happened here since Nick and I bought the place back in the day. Mostly good things. Cassie sure loved this place. And I know that Esther is going to give Crimson Lights the care it deserves.
Adam?
Sally. Hey, guess what I'm looking at right now?
No idea.
I am looking at a photo of SNA's new offices, and they are spectacular.
Why are you calling me to tell me this?
Because I know that you would love the view. So you should reconsider my job offer. And you should say yes this time.
Dad, everything's fine. You don't need to get involved.
It's just a friendly man-to-man chat. Kyle, you're cool with that, right?
Of course.
Okay, I just want to state for the record that I'm not asking either of you to do this.
Understood.
No problem.
Let's get a drink. A couple beers, please. We, haven't really had a chance to talk since you and Summer split up.
I was sorry to hear about Faith being kidnapped by that lunatic and Sally losing her baby. What you've been through sounds like hell.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple months for a lot of us. Look, Kyle, my daughter crossed the line. There's no doubt about that. Her knowing that Phyllis was alive and not telling anyone while your mother was in custody for her murder is just... it's completely wrong. And who wouldn't be upset by it?
She broke my trust.
I know.
know, she was the one person I believe would never lie to me. And then, well, the lie doesn't get much bigger than the one that put my mother behind bars. What if we never found out the truth? My mother could be serving a life sentence right now.
Well, I highly doubt Summer would have ever let it get to that point.
Well, we'll never know, will we?
Look, thank you. My daughter's heart is broken. Yeah, I know yours is too. But underneath all that hurt, there has got to still be some love there. I mean, you and Summer are great together. I know you can work this out.
We've had relationships end, right?
Yeah.
Was all the love gone there? Every time? Or did the reasons you break up have nothing to do with love and everything to do with betrayal?
I regretted a lot of those. It was a big mistake for both of us. God, when I look at you two, I remember the way you looked at each other during your vow renewal. I see this perfect little family that you and Summer and Harrison have built. You've been through so much. You've known each other for so long. It can't be the end of it.
Unless it is.
Summer made a terrible mistake. A tragically awful mistake, but it can't permanently destroy one of the most solid couples I've ever seen. Can it?
You know, there is a former barista that would be happy to step in and help her mother-in-law.
Oh, thank you, Tessa. I really appreciate that. You know, I might end up calling you, but I think right now you have a lot on your plate with Marchetti and things at home. You too, Mariah.
I am very excited to start working for you.
Oh my gosh, I hope you still feel that way after you hear my long list of ideas, starting with this splashy launch. It's gonna need a lot of publicity because I want us to make our mark right out of the gate.
Well, good, because I have music, fashion, and influencers who are all ready and waiting to get to know the new SNA Media Powerhouse.
Goodness.
You're still asleep.
What's wrong? Are you afraid of the noise?
No, not at all. It's nothing. We're just being paranoid.
Oh, well, that would be a first in the history of the world.
Yes, I know. We're probably overreacting.
Okay. Why don't you tell me what's really got you worried?
Well, we were in the park, and Arya was asleep, and then there was a big clap of thunder. Yeah, it was loud. I mean, it scared even us. But Arya didn't wake up.
Well, maybe she was just in a deep sleep.
Yeah, see, that's exactly what I said. You know, then it seemed to get louder and still nothing. It was only when Mariah touched her, just barely touching her chest, just to check. Then she woke up and started crying. So, of course, like we do every single day, you know, we started thinking that something could be wrong.
And what do you think it might be?
Adam, I really appreciate the offer, but there are multiple reasons why me working for you and Nick and Sharon is not the best idea.
Well, you're gonna have to list these multiple reasons because I just don't see it.
Are you still planning on going after Newman Media?
No, I've let the merger idea go.
I am glad to hear it. Look, there has been conflict aside from that, and I just feel like me working for the company might bring even more.
You're referring to Nick and me. My brother and I are fine.
Look, I just am not up for anything other than a pleasant, stable work environment right now.
This will be that, okay? We will get there. Look, how about we meet tomorrow and we talk about it?
Adam.
No, you're not working right now? You don't trust me, but you trust Nick. So don't take this job for my sake. Why don't you take it for yours and Nick's?
Fine. Fine. But I'm not making any promises, so please do not get your hopes up.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry, Nick. But I'm done. I can't find a way to forgive Summer, and honestly, you shouldn't ask me to.
I think she deserves another chance.
No, she doesn't. Summer's betrayal of me, of my mother, it's too big. It's massive. Look, I thought with more time out, we'd find a way to get past it. For Harrison's sake, if nothing else. But I can't.
It hasn't been that long.
It's been long enough. And it hurts now as much as it did when I first found out she was lying to me about Phyllis. And I see it now very clearly. Summer is more like Phyllis than I ever imagined.
That is a huge exaggeration.
Is it?
Look, Summer did some pretty wild things when she was young. I mean, so did you. What kid doesn't? But she's not like that anymore, all right? She has grown up. She's very smart, very kind, beautiful young woman, one I'm extremely proud of. Now, make no mistake, I know that's partly because of you. Her confidence, her maturity, her ability to be so good with Harrison. It's because of that connection that you have, Kyle. It's because of your love. Don't you see that?
Okay, let's say that is true. I owe it to the world to stay with Summer because she's more mature now. Look, she hasn't grown up enough not to lie. Okay, sorry, Nick, but no. Look, Phyllis, she will never change. She's not capable, and I now feel the same way about Summer. She's the same woman that blackmailed me in a marriage to save Lola's life.
She's different now. That is my point. Come on, man.
Okay. Let's say I do give my marriage a second chance. I would be waiting. Every day. Every week. Every year. For a shoe to drop. And eventually, it would. Our mothers will keep fighting, for sure, 100%. So family harmony is impossible, and I don't want that for Harrison. I don't want that for myself.
So there's nothing I can say?
No. Look, I don't want to live like this anymore. Summer told me earlier she doesn't either. She's ready to move on from this limbo that we're in.
She said that.
She said she's ready to move forward with a divorce.
She doesn't mean that, Kyle. I know my daughter. And it's not what is in her heart.
I guess we were just wondering if it's normal for her to not react to loud sounds.
It's not just the thunder. The other day, I knocked over a utensil container in the kitchen, and it was loud. And Mariah, who was all the way upstairs, heard it and ran down just to make sure everyone was okay.
Yeah, and when I came downstairs, Aria was still fast asleep in her playpen. She didn't react at all.
Well, it's... I'm saying is she's a deep sleeper. You know, Faith was that way.
Yeah?
Yeah, don't you remember, Mariah, that time she was supposed to get up and go meet you for breakfast? But then you came over, she was still in bed asleep, how hard it was to wake her up?
Yeah, that's true.
She's even had me call her at school a few times because she was afraid that she would sleep through her alarm and miss her exams.
But isn't Aria old enough to be reacting when we call her name? I mean, isn't that one of the milestones?
Girls, relax, okay? Your beautiful daughter is fine. You're scaring yourself for no reason. There is no set date for when babies are supposed to do things.
Yeah, we know that. Right? We know that. I mean, that's what we're always telling ourselves when we're with other moms and they're talking about their genius children.
Okay, but if you really are worried that there's something wrong with Aria's hearing, take her in to the doctor and have her tested. That's easy enough. And it may set your minds at ease.
It is a new day, Dad. And now I'm gonna show you what I'm made of.
Are things any better between Summer and Kyle?
Apparently not. Summer's talking divorce.
Would she really give up on her marriage that easily?
No, she wouldn't. And I don't care if she brought that up to Kyle. She doesn't mean it. She's just heartbroken.
Kyle's had a hard time dealing with what Summer did, but I mean, does he really want it to be over?
I mean, he seems pretty set on moving on and making this split permanent. He doesn't care that Summer feels terribly for choosing her mother over their marriage. Phyllis put her in an impossible situation, and this is the fallout.
Well, how did you react to that? I mean, did you put the fear of God in him?
Tempting. I just want to grab him by the shoulders and shake some sense into him and tell him that he is making a huge mistake. He's giving up the best thing that ever happened to him.
You held back.
This is not my fight. It's hard. Because I just want to take my little girl's pain away. What's wrong?
You just would have been the best bonus dad to Ava.
I'm sorry to show up like this without calling or anything.
Kyle, it's fine. And as it stands, you are still my husband.
That's what I want to talk to you about. I think you're right. There's no coming back from what you did. No second chance for our marriage, so let's end this torture.
So?
It's time to divorce. No reason not to move forward.
Okay. I'll move all of my stuff out of the house as soon as I can. I'll get in touch with the lawyer. Kyle, I really hope that we can keep this friendly for Harrison's sake.
We'll handle it as adults. As parents.
Kyle, wait. I really am sorry for everything.
Me too.
I'm so sorry. I know that you were talking about Summer and her heartbreak, and I just made this all about me.
Nothing to be sorry about. You're grieving. And sometimes that's the way grief works. I want you to know I think you're doing great. I'm proud of you.
Thank you for understanding.
But you are right. I would have done everything I could to be the best daddy in the world to your daughter. Maybe someday I'll have another chance.
Wait. Are you saying that you want to have a kid with me?
Yes. That's right, that is us. Tomorrow? Oh.
We're just being ridiculous, right?
I don't know.
Yes. Yes, we are. We are just jumping to conclusions because our baby doesn't startle at every single sound.
Yeah, I mean, she could just be a very deep sleeper, like Sharon said.
Or our hearing is more sensitive than hers.
I guess.
I don't know. We're first-time moms. We don't know anything.
We are freaking out for nothing. I mean, they tested her hearing at the hospital. It was fine.
Yes, right.
It was fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Aria has an appointment with her pediatrician first thing tomorrow.
Sharon.
You may or may not have taken that step yourselves.
She knows us very well.
And I don't want to see you girls driving yourself crazy. Just go see the doctor, have the test done, find out everything is fine, and then you can move on to worrying about something else.
Why? Is there something else we should be worrying about?
No, I was speaking in general, Mariah. My granddaughter is fine.
Yes. Yes, she is. Thank you so much, Mom.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you. You're the best.
I know.
Well, now that the lightning's gone, we should probably get this little nugget home.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You're not ready to go home yet, are you? I think you want to stay here with me for a little while. Are you sure you girls don't want to leave her here with me for a little while? Maybe go out and have a date night? It's been a while since you were last one.
That's very tempting. Rain check?
Sure. Don't worry, you girls.
I'm not proposing, if that's what you...
Thank God.
Well, don't sound so relieved. Look, I'm not saying that, us having a kid is something we should be talking about. I'm also not saying that.
Okay.
Look, if it ever got to the point, for us, and that was something that we both wanted, I'd be excited. I'd love to have a kid with you because I know that you will be an amazing mother.
Will you marry me? Again?
This is bliss. Just the two of us. Quiet interlude before the wonderful mayhem of our vow renewal tomorrow.
I don't know what's real with you anymore.
Kyle, wait. I'm just trying
to... I don't need anything from you, Summer. I wish you the best with your choices, because I'm doing just fine with mine.
There never was any hope for us.
I guess not. So are we done here?
Join us again for The Young and the Restless.